congressional war hawks and their profit-monger patrons are at it again. That most American of poets, Carl Sandburg, called them the hoodlums. This is the hate my father gave me. This was in my mother's milk. This is you and me and all of us in a world of hoodlums. Maybe so, he wrote. It has always been so. It will always be so. There is nothing more to it, unquote. Let us do this now for our mothers, for our sisters and wives. Let us kill, kill, kill. For the torsos of the women are tireless and the loins of the men are strong, he wrote in 1919 after the First World War. But in 1936, on a note of hope, he wrote, quote, sometime they'll give a war and nobody will come, unquote. In a surreal reversal of our history's worst of times, this blessed nation's current president is being forced to relive what many had hoped was correctly defined the way Sandburg had put it as, quote, the past is a bucket of ashes, unquote. Alas, past villainy dies hard. Those who would relive the wealth and ownership of human life and labor, the inhuman bondage that once almost tore this democratic republic asunder, now seek to impose a new modus, fueled with oil and its byproducts, on a new nightmarish version of Muslim empire. The masterminds who seek to impose it on Mideast minions call themselves ISIS. They see themselves as a technocratic derivative of a once mighty and fearful power. This American president has wisely and correctly adjudged the dangers we face and the need for others in the ISIS sphere to lead any requisite opposition which we might help to arm and finance, but not lead in battle. A recent TV news video presentation showed young women veterans of Mideast combat, most amputees, all long-term patients of medical procedures and follow-up treatment, now at an upstate New York, former site of the Winter Olympics. These brave young women were of every race, color, and religious or non-religious background, and happily involved together in this new and demanding experience. Like the explosives by which they were injured, they were without prejudice. This commentator was surprised to learn that the amputee casualties from our recent and current desert area warfare are now greater in numbers than those of the Civil War. Those congressional drumbeaters for American-led involvement in a wider war effort should, along with any eligible family members, be immediately assigned by the president as on-site verifiers of the authenticity of budgetary needs for such requests. Those in our government still drunk on dreams of past power and glory need to recognize this reality. One precious drop of American blood is too high a price to ask or to pay for political profit that's falsely labeled as defense.